Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and it's another day. We wake up, we move on, we build our strengths, and we help our neighbors. I hope you're doing great. 884-9910. What are you doing? How are you getting through? What's your focus? Be positive. Because for everything that happens, there's also a positive reaction. The White House is working hard. The state is working hard. For every job that is lost, there are more and different jobs popping up. This is just a temporary setback for us. Please remember that. Please remember that. Neighbors are working to help neighbors. Businesses are changing things up. And even though maybe you were a casino worker or a salon worker, something that you've done all of your life, remember, just to make things a little bit easier, get through, delivery jobs are popping up all over the place. Not everybody is being fired from the restaurants, but there is help available and it is coming. We just have to be patient and be kind. Monica at 991fmtalk.com if you need to send me something. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with the experts. Rachel Sutherland is joining us right now from Fox News Radio, who's been keeping an eye on the White House and the stimulus and what Congress is doing to help the American people who are struggling right now get through this worldwide crisis. Rachel Sullivan, thank you so much for joining us today on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. How is it looking in Washington, D.C. this morning?
Oh, good morning, Monica. Well, D.C. is pretty cleared out, as you can imagine. Just a week ago, people were still going to restaurants and bars and doing their normal thing, and now everything has come to a halt, except at the Capitol, where we know that a couple of members of Congress have tested positive for coronavirus. Mm-hmm. They are recovering at home, I'm sure you've heard. And the rest of them who aren't quarantining are really trying to come up with a package. The Senate is working on a $1 trillion package, and it would include, we're hearing, checks for every American. The details are still being worked out. We've heard from Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin it could be as much as $1,000 per adult, $500 for a child. So, say if you're a family of four, you're looking at $3,000 or more that could be coming into your bank account. There are a lot of questions surrounding it yet, whether or not there'll be income limits, whether or not we'll have to pay it back. So let's all be thinking about that as well. There's a lot to think about. I know you were just talking about staying positive. Jobs. It's tough because people are losing their jobs, especially if they're in the gig economy. But as those are lost, more are popping up. And with this news, the fact that there could be a check coming sooner rather than later will be a welcome relief to a lot of folks.
Could people still call their senators and make requests of what they need to do?
Technically, yes. Getting through to them may be another story. It's been tough getting through to congressmen and senators. In fact, the House is technically on recess right now, but you'd probably have better luck if you just go online and look up your congressman or senator's website. They have offices. They have local offices. So there, where you are, you can get a hold of your Nevada congressman, senator. But you probably have better luck getting answers if you call their local offices. You can try to call the offices on Capitol Hill. It might roll the voicemail because they're so busy, but you may be able to talk to an aide and convey a message to your lawmaker. It never hurts to make the effort. It doesn't hurt to tweet at them either if you really want to get that message out. But yeah, they're available. They're just trying to get things wrapped up and rolled up so they can get out of town. I mean, they don't want to, you were talking about limiting gatherings of 50 people. The president even said 10 people. There are 535 members of Congress, and they're all crammed in there together.
And their aides, and, you know, it's more.
Yeah, I think the average age is over 62, yeah.
Yeah, we do see that. Rachel, we talk a lot about Americans who have lost their jobs. What about the business owners? Are they looking at that as well?
Absolutely. This it's the third wave of stimulus that they're looking at now, would provide help to small business owners in the form of loans. It would also help these industries that have been so hard hit. You think about the airlines that are flying with empty planes, the people who work for the airlines, hoteliers, people who work in casinos, like you were mentioning. You think about Las Vegas and the impact there. So, yes, there's going to be help for industries as well. Exactly what form it will take, they're still working on that. But we're talking about an economic impact that the Treasury Secretary officials have compared to 9/11 or even worse, because what we have here is a slow-rolling terror attack that you can't see. Now, it doesn't help to flip out. I mean, after my shift today, I'm going to take a walk outside, you know, go and look at the flowers, this beautiful springtime. I think that, you know, that's a good thing to do, to connect with your loved ones the best you can. Watch the stuff in Washington, but if you don't have to be immersed in it like you and I do, Monica, unplug, you know, and do something fun.
Exactly. Mind, body, and soul. That's what keeps us healthy. Rachel Sutherland, thank you so much for the update, and hopefully we'll be checking again with you soon, and we'll get more details on what those packages actually, well, what they actually entail for all of us, because it trickles from the top down, you know what I mean?
Yeah, stay tuned, stay healthy. Yeah,
exactly. Enjoy your walk today once you're all done. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, 884-9910. That is something that I would like you to do. Unplug. Think about the things. You know, we've got 2 weeks off. A lot of businesses have been relegated to more than 30 days. April 30th is a date that's been floated around. Do things that you were putting off. You know, do the spring cleaning. Get out and fix that fence. There are businesses that are still, and as we talk about essential and non-essential, that are opened, you know, like your hardware stores, your construction that is still going on. Don't let panic set in to where you just huddle down on the couch in front of the TV or listening to the radio. And if you need to work, please, hiremenevada.com. If you are a business that has changed your structure, if you are looking at, well, you know, now we're going to do deliveries, or now we're going to do our business online. So much is being done online, it's incredible. This is showing how our society is pushing towards, well, we're already in that digital frontier, but where we continue from here. Meetings being held. We don't need to meet in a conference room. Zoom is just a wonderful connection. And they are even making allowances for what's going on. Usually they had a time cutoff for meetings. They had a number cutoff. It's a forum that you can call into and have video conferencing. And it's free. So a great way to stay in touch with your employees. Check it out for yourself. I'm hoping that the quarantine doesn't backfire on us. We have to look at the results that are happening around the world. South Korea, for instance, they didn't shut everything down. And they're moving on. And they have fewer and fewer cases of the virus. Places that have locked everything in place are seeing more. It's important for us to remember that life does go on. Business goes on. We just have to make some tweaks. It shows us how unprepared we were, but we are resilient. What's the very, very, very old saying? When God closes a door, he opens a window. So look at it like that. We'll be right back with your calls, your questions, and your comments from Monica at 991fmtalk.com and more information to keep you at ease and keep you calm, that those not only that we have elected, but those who are in positions of great help to the community are working every day to see that we all get through this. 884-9910. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. I'm sitting here booking some interviews that are going to be coming up. Speaking of interviews on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, we will be continuing on with interviews about the coronavirus, how the community is reacting. We're also going to get some brief interviews from people who are running for office because we're not shutting everything down. You know, there is still a process of electing our next representatives that will go on. So in a little bit, we'll have an interview with Eddie Lorton. He'll be calling in. And also John Ippolito. This is giving everybody a great opportunity. Again, you have to take the good with the bad. It is getting everybody involved what's going on the next level. I know it's not great that it's freeing up space for you because you're not working, but we're going to take care of that, all right? The unemployment insurance is coming through. They have waived all kinds of regulations and restrictions. So if yesterday you found out you were unemployed, apply for unemployment insurance today. You don't have to wait the 2-week period. You don't have to go out and you look at the requirements to collect unemployment, and they were so opposite of what people are being told right now. You know, you have to go out and look for a job every day, every week, and they want records of what you've been doing. They've waived that. Okay, that's been suspended for right now. Sometimes, though, people get concerned because there are regulations in place, rules in place, that we have not had to deal with in the past. Well, people are stepping up and they're looking at those, and things are changing. One of the things that I'm concerned of with your safety, and I got a couple of emails on this last night, was the fact that our supply chain is up and running. Our truckers are men and women out there getting goods and services to locations, from manufacturers, from distribution centers, to the stores that need to get them. Their restrictions have been listed, okay? To be able to drive longer, as long as they feel comfortable with doing it. But we have to make sure that these people are fed and that they're taken care of. one of the things that we've run into is restaurants, and that includes fast foods, are being closed to dining room ordering and dining room eating. Well, truckers are very used to eating in their vehicles, let me tell you. But when you close the dining room and the facility to order, people have been going to the drive-thrus. They've been just walking up to the drive-thrus, which, well, is illegal in some places and just not done in others. Okay, think about that for a second. If people can't walk into the drive-thru to order something and they can't go into the dining room, unfortunately, a lot of our truckers have to live on a fast food diet because of what they do. They're big rigs. What are they going to do? Okay. It's a danger, yes. If someone is hurt, insurance companies, well, they just say, no way, you were in a drive-thru. You were in a dangerous situation that's not allowed. So businesses need to think about that. Okay? What are you going to do? Are you going to have somebody, remember the days when In-N-Out Burger used to have somebody out there with their electronic ordering device? And so they didn't even have to, you know, they were taking orders upon orders upon orders. Maybe we need to have somebody available to take orders for people who are in need of ordering from a dining room. Just one more thing to think about. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and talk with Jeff this morning. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in. And you want to talk about paying employees and the payroll tax?
Yeah, hey, Monica. Hang on. Let me get you off the speaker here real quick.
Yeah, pull over.
Yeah, so I own a small business, and, you know, got a couple of guys working for me, and we're still working because of what we do. Mm-hmm. We do home services, you know, keep things going. But I remember listening to Trump, and his first idea was to waive the payroll tax for small employers.
Right.
And that would keep me cash on hand. Because I'm willing to continue to pay my guys as long as I can, you know, more than what they're going to make on unemployment. And which means if I've got to adjust their, you know, if I've got to pay them for 40 hours and I only get 30 out of them, I'm going to pay them for 40 hours. So if I didn't have that, you know, have to write that, well, I've only got two employees, but I'm still writing $4,600 every month in payroll tax. That, and then for some reason, everybody told Trump, no. Why? I mean, yeah, let's, you know, it sounds much nicer. Let's give everybody $1,000, whether they need it or not. But, you know, I'm concerned about keeping my guys in the long run, you know, keep them busy. They've got bills to pay. You know, the car payment doesn't stop. The mortgage doesn't stop. And you can't pay that on a $400 a week unemployment. So that's my biggest concern, is I don't understand why they said, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah,
and I don't want to, you know.
That's a big concern of a lot of the employers out there, because it makes sense. But yeah, for the Congress and the senators that are working and going back and forth and all this, they're looking at the money coming into the government, because they are going to be pushing so much out. Right. Who are they looking at? Because the majority of the people out there who are supporting this country with the taxes, it's not the big corporations. It's people like you, Jeff,
business.
That
yeah,
it have the small business. Businesses. Yeah, so that's what they're looking at, and they don't want to come. They don't want to cut off that revenue, rather than looking to those of means.
And, you know, I've got a lot of friends that own small businesses, and, you know, different services and different industries. You know, anything from a mechanic that you got to keep your car running if it breaks down. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
but they're looking at the same thing. You know, how much would that save me a month so I can keep people on the payroll rather than furlough them or lay them off?
They're definitely not looking at what it would save you. They're looking at from the prospect of what is it going to cost them. And, you know, I am all about capitalism. And if you become a billionaire because of an idea or a business, God bless you. But I think this is the time.
I'm not ready to buy a house up at the Lake Tahoe yet, but, you know,
Exactly. We all want to strive to be the next, you know, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. But this is a time for them to step up, and the billionaire corporations to not take the handouts, to not take the subsidies that are going to be out there, and bring more money in from the billionaires. I hate to sound like Elizabeth Warren, but It has to be looked at realistically. So, Jeff, thank you so much for continuing on with your guys and doing what you do. Because, it sounds great to just lock everybody all in place and let this coronavirus, COVID-19, just work its way through. But life does have to go on. Roofs still need to be repaired. If you need to get out and about, you still have to have your car repaired. Guess what? During this shutdown, people's toilets are going to go to, we still need our plumbers. We still need our electricians. And these are the businesses that will remain open. But we can't let the government take everything from them to keep everything running. It's those small businesses we also need to help. Those delivery people, the salons, the keeping people, we're going to come up with different ways. We're still in panic mode, but we're going to get through this. So be positive. Jeff, thank you for continuing with your workers and what you do. 884-9910. We'll be back with more, your comments, your concerns, and even a few of your fears right after this. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Not just Washoe County. Douglas, Carson, Story, Lyon, Churchill, Humboldt. Why? Because we also stream the show. 991fmtalk.com. You can put your computer to work and stream it live. Speaking of live, 5 to 6 every evening now until we overcome, we are going to have daily coronavirus updates. Those will be featured by Jerry Evans of Evans Broadcast Company. And Craig Swope, our news guy, they will be bringing you the latest. News conferences have a tendency to be later in the afternoon, so I miss out on all that updated information. So I can only give you from what we have the day before. So they will be bringing you the latest. Remember, just keep it locked on, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, 5 to 6 every afternoon for the latest on the coronavirus and how it is affecting Northern Nevada, because that's what we really want to focus on. You know, there are people calling for investigations into the coronavirus, investigations into, you know, where it started. Does the U.S. have the authority with all of this stimulus money for the businesses? And the list goes on and on. But what we want to focus on is us. Not only Nevada first, but Northern Nevada first. And that is why I am also still stressing that we are in the midst of an election. Not just the general election, but the primary election. People who are in the same party who are going to be running against each other. I want to hear from you. This is a great time for you to get on the air and explain to people in the midst of a shutdown like this, how we should be working together and what should actually be happening at this time. not just doing a blanket shutdown of people's personal and private businesses that also need to survive. So we're taking this time at 11:30 this morning. We will be checking in with John Eppolito, who is running for the Washoe County School Board. Right now, we're going to check in with Eddie Lorton. You've heard that name many a times. Ran for mayor, but now is running for the Reno City Council at-large seat that is being held by a man who was not elected, a man who was appointed by our, she calls herself an independent, but she is definitely, in my book, a Democrat. That's Devin Reese. So joining us right now, trying to make sure he extols what he can bring to the city, is Eddie Lorton. Eddie, thank you so much for taking the time to call in.
Thanks for having me today. Pleasure.
So let's look at, I want to go back to the coronavirus for just a moment here. The businesses mm-hmm. that you have kind of considered, one of them considered essential, one of them considered non-essential. How are you being affected by everything that's going on right now?
Well, I own some real estate on 4th Street that a nightclub happened to rent from me. And right off the bat, before the governor made his announcement, I already called him and told him they only have to pay me half the rent next month. So that'll cost me like $3,000 on that building. It's just trying to get through this. And I want to do what I can do for them as well. And it's educating the customers too, because actually I have a couple that are essential. Like we also have Nevada Recycling and Salvage and Rubbish Runners, Trash is Public Health. So that's also allowed. And then my small business, ET Carpets, we can still service people. But for one, we have a lot of restaurants that are accounts. So already there was like 4 this week and they all canceled everything until further notice. And they were quite substantial accounts. So it's came around quite full circle. And then we also have, you know, the residentials are slowing down, but a lot of people, you know, we have antimicrobials that clean things. So if people are still wanting to clean, we are still doing that. And that's ET Carpet Cleaning. So we're still servicing folks right now.
That's one of the reasons I think people were questioning, why are laundromats, you know, still staying open? Because that's essential. You know, viruses can live in your clothing, so you need to basically make sure everything is clean, not just wiping down surfaces, but making sure that your bedding is clean, your clothes, your carpets, everything like that. So, Eddie, let's talk about campaigning and what you think you can do differently for the city of Reno that maybe the decisions that Devin Reese has participated in. What can you bring to the citizens and the business owners and those who are trying to survive?
Well, for one, trust is a big issue, because with Devin, that's their appointed yes person, where I can be yes, but I can be no also if it's not good for citizens, where he ended up running against Heidi Gansert, and he got beat quite handily. He has meltdowns. And then also, you know, he's filed bankruptcies for over $650,000. Plus, he ran up his credit card debt $150,000 before filing bankruptcy. That's somebody running it up knowing they were going to file. So I think trust is a big issue in this election. And for one, if I would have been lucky enough, you know, I run in a district that is quite heavily Democratic, where I could win a lot of Republican races. But for me, if I'm going to be in politics, it's where I'm the most needed. That's the city of Reno. I've been right about everything. They're using my whole 2022 plan in the exact order I set it in, and they've approved it within the last 6 months. They're already doing property giveaways instead of selling it off, raising seniors' fees instead, talking about that, raising your taxes. So for one, I can identify problems and I have solutions. You just don't complain. You have to have solutions that they've listened to, because they have to, and they really listen at election time. So what I can bring to the table is honesty, integrity, being able to identify a problem and fix it. And I'm still fighting hard for the people, so I'll do a great job. And the mayor's race is another 2 years, but I felt compelled to have to jump into this instead of letting their little appointed person just get in their hands down without trying to stop this. and then the mayor's race will be in two more years.
Well,
so,
Eddie, you know, you do have a lot of Republican support. How do you win over that Democrat support, letting people understand that, you know, Democrats own businesses as well? Democrats need to, you know, watch their taxes as well. What would you change to actually save people money? And what decision do you think that you could make to help people become better off?
Well, for one, at the city, we wouldn't be sued half as much, and they lose all the time because I wouldn't be voting for things that we get sued on. So they're getting sued right and left. They make horrible choices. The city keeps getting sued. And you make good decisions to save them money. And that would be, instead of renting art pieces, we're going to open and close fire station, sell off all these this real estate the city owns so we can pay our debt down without the giveaways, on especially in an upswing. And for one, like the mayor the other day got caught lying, said the health department backed her up on it. They did not. And the county in Sparks wasn't going to back her up on this thing. I wouldn't have done it in the first place the way, because you need to think out decisions. You don't just decide on your way up to the dais, for one. And it put us all in a tailspin. But at this time, with leadership, everybody needs to stay calm. We're going to get through this thing. But I would have only done it if the governor came out and did that. Then you have to follow orders. But I wouldn't have caused a pre-panic and have everybody infighting and the public panicking. Just right now, it's a tough time. I think it's overplayed, my personal opinion. And I feel for all these people that are losing jobs, all the business owners and everything. And right now, we just got to come together as Americans and be strong, get through it. But then that's what elections are for, and I hope that people don't forget it come election time.
So do you think that, how to put this, that we were in a position of not being prepared because we do focus on other things, even though we know something like this could happen, we don't prepare for it ahead of time. We've all got hindsight right now.
Yes. Well, how I look at things, even in the business world, all you do is go through the scenarios. Some may happen, some may not. You can't be totally prepared for something that may not happen. Sometimes you ad lib it along the way. So it is good to have, I'd rather be over prepared than under. Mm-hmm. But two, I compare it to the flu. I mean, there's 300 million Americans, okay? 300 and some thousand people died of the flu last year. And so far, there's like, I don't know how many, 3,700 there's 9,000 cases now in the United States, and there's like 150 deaths. And there's 300,000 that died of the flu. I mean, maybe there's something they're not telling us, so then I'm not privy to that information. But
I think a lot of us aren't privy to the information. So with the shutdown, people are holding on to their money. Fundraisers aren't being held because of precautions, gatherings. Yeah. And that is to keep everybody safe. So how can people who support you to run and hopefully be the next council member at large, which is going to change into a district in here in the future, how can they support your campaign? Do you have a website set up? How can they donate to you?
I do. Well, right now it's in the middle of getting changed over from my other side, but you can go to Eddie Lorton, and not my personal page, but the one where it says running for city council at large. And then we have a pinned section where you can go to it and donate. Plus, I have a website, too, so you don't just go to Facebook. You can actually go to eddielorton.com, and there we have a donate button. And it'll help right now because we do have to stand down and follow the rules. That's what rules are for, is where I believe in enforcement on all the rules, vagrancy, trespassing, and they put these laws into effect. So you have to follow the rules no matter what they may be. So on that, you can go to there and donate for my campaign. It's needed. I'm about to pick my signs up. We're going to wait a week or so, and I'm going to have a wave of signs going out. And I put, you know, 100 of my own money in, 100 grand. And now, because I put my money where my mouth is, I care about this city, and we're raising money to where We're going to need a lot for commercials because it's going to be me against the good old girls now, and it was the good old boys. So we're going to have a heck of a battle on our hands where I have way more name recognition than he does, but they're all going to get behind him, I'm sure, because they don't want me. And you got to ask that question. Why? Because I represent citizens, not special interest groups. So that's why they do that.
Eddie
and
Lorton,
that
No, go ahead. Finish
that was an interesting
statement.
That was an interesting point that you made. And that's why I had to run also on that point that you made. The at large, when I went at the Supreme Court, part of that ruling was one out of nine of them was the fact that the at large seat ran citywide, and so does the mayor. So now legislatively, and she tried to bypass term limits the last two times, but legislatively, she ended up, they got rid of the at-large position. This will be the last time, so then she'll be the only one at-large. They're going to try to change the rule, and that's why I had to run this time. And I care about our city.
All right. Okay. Eddie Lorton, thank you very much. EddieLorton.com, if you would like to help Eddie win that at-large seat, because campaigns will still go on. This is a time for you to learn about your candidates and help donate to get them into the office you see fit as well. Eddie Lorton, thank you very much. We will definitely have you on again before the election comes up. But good luck to you. And thank you for being a responsible business owner and helping where you can as well.
Yeah, thank you so much, Monica. And everybody be safe. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Eddie. 884-9910. The offer is open to all candidates. Devin, if you would like to call in, call my producer. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Independent, Republican. What are you going to do for the people of Northern Nevada? Doesn't matter what county you live in as well. I want people to know the people who are running for office and who will be representing them. Answer the hard questions. 884-9910. We'll be right back after this on your live and local FM talk show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica J Show on your live and local FM talk show, which is going to become even more live, because we will be broadcasting a brand new segment from 5 to 6 every weekday. It's going to be daily during the coronavirus. Daily updates with Jerry Evans and Craig Swope. Bring you the latest on what's happening with the cities, the counties, and the state, and to make sure that you are fully informed. Just reading an email here from Mark from this morning at 10:30. We were talking about unemployment insurance a little bit earlier. Monica at 991fmtalk.com, if you'd like to send me an email. A lot of people unemployed right now, and restrictions being waived on the two-week waiting period and also the weekly job search. Well, yes, Mike, let me just read you the email quickly. Monica, according to 2015 report, only 60% of the workers get regular W-2 wages. The other 40%, probably higher now, are independent contractors or self-employed. That would be myself. The last W-2 I received was 1999. I've been independent since. Fortunately, I'm retired now. So how do these non-W-2 workers file for unemployment? While the stimulus plan might sound good, or sound like a good solution, I don't see where the federal government has the authority to do so. Over 40% of the working force is not going to get a penny. Mike in Carson City. Thank you for the email, Mike, and you're absolutely correct. But 2015. We are in a circumstance in 2020 that we've never seen before. This is unlike the days of 2008 with all of the shutdown. This is for different reasons. This is not so much as an economic collapse as it is a health concern. And so everything's different. We're going to have to go on a day-to-day basis. And this is where a lot of help is coming into play. Okay. As I say different, the meal programs that were being put in place, say for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or not Big Brothers, Big Sister, Boys and Girls Club. I always get those two confused because they're such great organizations. you know, they're still providing meals for the kids. You just have to go get them. They have breakfast and they have lunch. Well, you know, that's not conducive to getting people the food that they need. Because who can just drive around all day going to get breakfast and then going back to get lunch? And even on a daily basis, you know, that's something that has to be looked at now and immediately changed. A lot of regulations are being suspended at this point, and they're being looked at literally on an hour-to-hour, day-to-day basis to make sure that those in need will get the services they need, and that includes unemployment. So we'll just have to stay tuned, be prepared, wait for what the Secretary of State's office is going to say, what the unemployment office is going to say, and like the old show, we're just going to take it one day at a time. Hopefully, business owners were, you know, in the good times putting things away, and also people in general. But we know that doesn't always happen. We'll be back after this Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show.